You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The other day, we were laughing with somebody on the phone about a special occasion. She referenced something about saving something for a special occasion. And it led us down this little rabbit hole. We threw the brakes on because we were like, this needs to be a bigger segment for the show. Just wondering what people have saved for the special occasion. Now, the funny thing about it is that some people save things for a special occasion and then never use it. Mm-hmm. One of the funniest calls we got, this was many years ago, was a woman who told us that her mom had gone out and spent like an ungodly amount of money on this special china. You know, she put it in the china hutch and everything. And her daughter would ask us, like, well, aren't we going to break it out like this weekend? We've got company come over. And the mom's like, no, this needs to be a really special occasion. We're not going to use this china until it's a super special occasion. And the woman who called us said that holidays would go by. She goes, I even got married and we had my rehearsal dinner at the house. And my mom wouldn't break out the special china even for that.
What's more special than that?
Exactly. So some people get hold of this idea of a special occasion, and then they still, nothing is ever really good enough to use it. Are you saving anything right now for a special occasion? I have one thing.
I can think of two things, and sadly one was just recently used. If you recall the story a couple weeks ago, our knickknack was saving a very special bottle of wine that we picked up in Santa Fe. It was an expensive bottle. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it, and I cracked it open, and I put it into stew, a crock pot stew recipe, and I got in big trouble for that. So that was used. The other thing is I have like a $150 bottle of whiskey that was given to me by an uncle who has since passed away. And I am saving that for some sort of special occasion, but I don't know what that would be yet. Because, I mean, it's like we're not going to have any more kids. I don't plan on any other marriages. Maybe if one of my kids gets engaged or something, eventually we'll crack it open.
Does it have to be a family-related thing, though? Could it just be a special occasion for you?
It could be just a special occasion for me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, it's going to sit there and collect dust for a while. It's an expensive bottle. It's one of those things, too. It's like, will I ever open that? Because it was a special gift from somebody that has now passed away. So do you even ever open that?
Yeah, I think that's fine because you could just, you don't even have to drink it all. You have some, and then you always have the bottle because a lot of times those bottles are pretty cool to look at, too.
It's a neat bottle. Very neat.
I have, the only thing I've got right now that I'm saving for a, quote, special occasion is a bottle of Silver Oak. So ours are very alcohol-oriented.
I know. A lot of booze probably is going to come pouring in here.
Yeah. I got a bottle as a gift not long ago, and I was like, well, okay, I'll find. But I definitely will use it for something special. I think it'll be a book publication, to be honest with you. I'll just celebrate because that's a lot of work.
Crack it open, yeah.
I'll crack it open. You know, and in the movie Sideways, they make a really, really good point. That's a movie about wine, even. And they talk about, you know, the special occasion is when you open the bottle.
Correct.
So you're sometimes saving wine for a special occasion. They're like, no. Flip that around. When you open it, you have created a special occasion.
It's beautiful.
But it doesn't have to be booze. It could be anything. Like, what have you been saving? Or what was the event where you finally used something that you had, quote, been saving?
I guess, yeah, we've covered the booze. We've covered the fine china. So if you have anything other than that, I would like to know what you're holding on to, like a special outfit, a special pair of shoes. I know
Nick Nack has... shoes works. We had a coworker who did that, who bought shoes and said she wouldn't wear them until she had a special occasion.
Right.
And I don't know if she ever did.
Again, you're just going to grow older and your feet are going to get wider and they won't fit. Like, I know Nick Nack has some very nice purses that she saves for special occasion, and 99% of the time, there they are, just sitting there hanging in the closet because she's too afraid to use them. Oh, I don't want to get them dirty.
Yeah, we're funny about this notion of special occasion. The whole concept of it sometimes is kind of screwy. Like, what we deem to be special enough to do something, or flip that around, the items in our lives that we feel like can only be associated with a special occasion.
Well, the problem is these items, I think, are generally worth a hearty amount of money. So the concern is if you do end up using the china, oh my God, inevitably a plate will break and then the whole thing's ruined. Or you use the fancy purse and somebody spills a glass of wine on it at the bar and then it's ruined.
Isn't there something?
It's weird that you worry about that the nice thing's going to get screwed up.
Maybe, but isn't there something like with old china, if it's got a little chip, it adds to the story of it that it is classic almost? It doesn't have to be pristine.
No, I don't think so.
No? I don't know, because
that's essentially
my
garbage.
Mom had some fancy china, and I remember one of them had a little ding at it, and somehow that was near and dear to my heart, is that it was, you know, gently used, and it had been part of, you know, an actual event.
I remember
event.
That the dinner, instead, where the dinner that's, that they got chipped at. Oh,
yeah, maybe. Instead of it just sitting up in a, you know, one of those glass china cabinets where it's on display like in a museum.
My parents have some of that that's in the china cabinet that they got for their wedding, and my mom has, like, Googled it now and searched, and it's worth, like, thousands of dollars, so it will never be used now.
Yeah,
it'll
okay.
just be passed on, and
I just don't want to live in a museum.
I will sell it.
Yeah, I don't want to live in a museum. I don't want to do that. This is making me laugh. Anna says, a really expensive pair of pantyhose, they're still in the package.
Ooh.
First of all, I didn't know women still wore pantyhose.
Certain occasions, I think.
I guess. But a fancy pair of hose?
Where are my hose at?
It's in the package.
Jenna says, I bought a $250 slab of prime rib for a special occasion. It's been in my freezer for 4 years now. That's Jenna.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be some dry meat, Jenna.
Yeah, that's not
dry
good.
Meat.
Damien, what have you been saving for a special occasion?
I don't even know if it's a special occasion that I'm saving it for, but I saw Taylor Swift last year, and I bought two T-shirts, and I haven't worn one yet.
Well, it's right. time. Put one on for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's true. I should do that.
Yeah, bust it out.
Yeah.
I just don't want them to get ruined or wrinkled or have the paint come off. You know, I just want them to be pristine.
Well, if you're going to a Super Bowl party, maybe don't, because then you're going to get, like, queso all over it or something.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's funny. Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. T-shirt. I've got a T-shirt that's never been worn, and it is 35 years old, and it's in the top of my closet up on a little shelf up on the top of my closet.
Okay.
And it's for a radio station that I worked at here in Denver when I first moved here. It was called Y108. And I've got a pristine, like new Y108 T-shirt up in my closet. I'm like, I'm never going to wear that thing. I don't think.
Never going to wear it. Never going to
wear
it.
Never going to wear it. It's just so beautiful.
But you should probably frame that and put it on a wall.
It's a work of art, Jeremy. It's a work of art. Here's Kate. Kate, is it Kate or Katie? I think it's Katie. Hello, Katie. I'm glad you called. What have you been saving?
We all got to inherit some jewelry from a relative who passed away a few years ago, and I have this great cocktail ring that's like a nice big center stone that's Alexanderite that changes colors, and I had a very similar mentality to what you guys were talking about before the break about, like, what is a special occasion? Well, I'm in the event industry, and I go to cocktail parties and galas and things all the time, and I'm like, well, this is dumb. Why is this just sitting in my jewelry box? So I started wearing my jewelry.
Well, there you good. You should. It sounds
I'm
beautiful.
Glad you did.
Send
yes,
us a
absolutely.
Picture of the ring. I want to see the ring. Sounds
yeah,
fancy.
Yeah, same number. Katie, thank you for that call. Same number.
Same number.
Take a picture of it and send it to us.
Please.
Got to see that. Here comes Lorena. Lorena, what's been saved?
Hi, boys. My mother was a cosmetologist, and one of her customers came in one day and told her this story that the night before, her husband had said to her, honey, why don't we ever use our fine china and our fine silver? And she said, well, I'm saving it for something special. And he said, well, you know what? That's a great idea. He said, because when you pass on and I get married a second time, my wife and I will break out the china and the silver and make good
this
use of it.
This guy sounds like something I would yeah. say. That's
I
fantastic.
I got to give him a D.
My next wife's going to love this fine china.
That's fantastic.
That's what he said. And that night, he broke it out, and they ate on it.
Hey, good.
See, that's
fantastic.
All
it took, huh? A little poke in the bear.
Oh, my God. I love that story. Lorena, thank you for sharing. Thank
so
you
funny.
For making us laugh today. That's one way to get the china out.
Get it out. Use
cabinet.
It. Yeah. When you die. Here's,
Beth. Good morning, Beth. Welcome to the show.
Uh-oh.
Beth. Going once and going
twice. Barb.
Twice.
It's Barb, that's why.
Oh, is that why? Let me try one more time. Hey, Barb, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good, Barb.
Couldn't be better. So what's the story?
The story is, I'm kind of turning around like the last caller. I've had my china for 30 years, and I've only used it maybe a dozen times. So I broke it out on our 30th anniversary, and it's in my everyday flatware.
It's in heavy rotation now, huh?
That's good. So now that's good.
Yeah, I put the Corel Wear away, and now I use fine china every day.
Oh, Barb, you classy. You
that
are
makes,
classy.
That's right. It classes up your whole life, doesn't it? You kind of walk a little taller.
Makes
when
your
you
food
use
taste
that.
Better, too, from what I've heard. If you
it
eat
might.
It on fancy china, yeah.
Well, you know, what do they say? They say that you eat with your eyes first.
Yes, you do.
Is the old saying, right? So now it's on that fine china. Barb, thank you for that call. And here's Brittany to bring it home. Brittany, what have you been saving?
So it wasn't me, but my ex-mother-in-law had, of course she had the china, but she had silverware that was real silver that we never, ever, ever used. And I just thought it was so silly.
You know what? My mom has extremely nice silverware that we use just at like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And no joke, at the end of the meal, one, we're not allowed to put it in the dishwasher. We got to hand wash everything. And
yep.
we have
and
to.
And then you have to polish it.
You have to also count every piece. We have to count and make sure there's 12 forks.
Make sure nobody stole it.
You know why? Because in years past, a couple pieces of the fine silverware ended up in the trash by mistake. And she was out in the driveway going through the bags to find the forks.
Oh, God.
So we have to count forks after every special holiday meal now. It's a thing.
My
time
God.
To count the forks.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's nice stuff.
To kind of add to it, her china she had given to me and her son when we got married. We got divorced. I took it, and it became my everyday stuff, like the last collar.
Yeah. Might as well use it, you know?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's so good. Brittany, I'm glad you called. Hold on, Brittany. Let me share this story with you, too, Brittany. We'll get you in on this. This is from Hannah. She says, my grandma always had fancy bottles of perfume that she displayed on her dresser. She would never wear this perfume, maybe for a special occasion. Hannah says, when she passed, I got to have the perfume. So I waited for a special occasion to wear one of grandma's perfumes, and it backfired. The perfume had gone rancid.
Oh, yeah, that stuff goes bad.
It just smelled like vinegar.
Yeah, she says it ruined my outfit, and it forced me to shower.
Yeah, you gotta test it on a pillow or something beforehand.
So good.
The vinegar is spot on, though.
Oh, God.
Vinegar probably smells better than rancid perfume,
right.
Honestly.
Oh, Brittany. We love talking to you. Have a great day today, okay?
Bye, Brittany.